And a good Saturday morning to you here at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. You're listening to 104.9 as well as AM 1390 at 103.3 FM and online at WFIWradio.com. Every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted for your listening pleasure by going to our website at WFIWradio.com, clicking on About Us, and then clicking on Saturday Sunrise. You can listen to the interview I did last week with Jenny Buddy of Jenny's Concessions, one of many vendors out there at the Wayne County Agricultural Fair. As today is the last day of the fair, so if you have the opportunity, you can swing by there and check her Carney wagon out, along with the others that are out there at the Wayne County Agricultural Fair, as today is the last day for it. But shifting gears now, I'm glad to have a good friend of mine back here on the show. And there's a lot that's happened since I had her on last, and that is Rhonda Coker of Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation here in Fairfield, just west of Fairfield, actually right there at the Boylston Crossroads. And before we dive into Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation, before we dive on into it, you worked and spent time with the 4-H'ers out there this week at the Wayne County Agricultural Fair. Just real quick, what's it been like out there at the fairgrounds with the 4-H'ers?
I think they've had a really good week. I'm really proud of my kids, I'm sure, as are the other leaders and the parents as well. The kids have a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I think there's really something rewarding to watch them with all their hard work, and then to see the achievement. So I think they've had a great week. I'm proud to be part of that organization and to help them out.
There's been some development since we talked last about Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation. I think one of the big developments was receiving that Illinois Horse Rescue License from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, Neil Zelasco is with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and he is also an investigator with them. So he is commonly known in this area, been with the organization for about 34 years, looking to retire. He has been a valuable source and go-to for me as far as getting things up and running, where we need to be. So the final is kind of like an inspection, an overall you have to go through to get the license. It has to be renewed about every year, every 2 years. And so he came out on site. We walked through everything, completed all the paperwork. Basically, the Illinois Horse Rescue License, the one thing that it allows me to do that not having it, I cannot, and that is the horses that we rescue being adoptable. So that's a big part, because two of the ones that are there currently have that possibility. So getting that license is a big step.
And also another big development, you obviously cut the pasture the other day. You also were able to get hay for the horses, and give credit to Dale Harris as well. He helped sort up the portable corral, and you're laughing because I think there's a story behind that, so go ahead.
Well, there is, but, you know, I think that's one of the things for me, and I think I posted that on our Facebook, which is where I try to keep a lot of those developments at, is, you know, how responsive our neighbors have been out there, and positive, a lot of stop. They've asked questions, expressed interest in volunteers. The portable corral, which kind of ties in with the next thing I think you wanted to ask me, was an investment that we made from a grant or a donation. I actually, and I might want to plug this because you probably are not aware of this.
Go ahead.
That Mike Podolsky out at Podolsky Oil has donated enough pipe for us that we can actually weld a permanent corral back there. What happened basically is my welders who were volunteering that time for me have gotten busy with employment in other ways. And so I still have that pipe there. That's still a goal for us. But knowing that we're moving forward, the portable corral was kind of something that we needed to really get moving. The nice thing with the portable, that we can move it. It did sit on my trailer for about 3 weeks because of all the rain that we've had. The rain has not necessarily been a positive thing for us this summer as well. It slowed us down on the fencing. But the thing with Dale, you know, I don't want him to sound old, but he's up there, retired, and drives by a lot. And he happened to just be driving by, saw my husband out there unloading the panels by himself. And he just parked, pulled out his work gloves, went over there, and he just pitched in. So he not only was unloading, but he just started helping set the panels, and they barely got them up before another storm moved in. So it's, like I say, it's really been neat how receptive that the neighbors have been.
That's great to hear. You're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Rhonda Coker is my guest here this morning. We're talking about Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation. Look, ages west of Fairfield, right there at the Boylston Crossroads. Now, you were kind of hinting upon that. I was going to ask you about it because I don't think you mentioned it since the last time you were here, but Cargill and Flora, how about those guys? You know, they did a charitable donation of $1,000 back in May, and I tell you what, that really allowed you about that portable corral and do other things too.
Right. It did. It's no different than some of the other grants that we did, basically applied for it. It was pretty basic, pretty simple. I just basically called up there. They took some information from me. They're allotted a certain amount of funds every year. Unfortunately for them, some of their funding was cut, but they were generous enough to divide out, I believe, between three organizations, and they selected us as one of them. I think the special thing there is there are some Fairfield folks that work there, but that funding is coming from outside of Wayne County again. You've brought that up with me before, where I've actually been turned down on some local funding. So those folks have a real desire. I think the neat thing is it's an agricultural establishment. When I got to go up and receive the check, just super great. As far as their interest, wanting to stay updated. And I kind of look forward to working with them.
And I think that's what it's about, is having the support, even in places that maybe you least expect it.
Right, right. I hate to say that, but I think one of the things that I want to plug, and I know that they have worked specifically with us, and that's the rescue down in Paducah.
Yes.
The support that they have given, I know it's not here on one of the things to talk about, but when they reached out recently about a horse that was going blind, and we had, well, I say we, I had more or less decided to accept it, it was an honor because they had talked to other rescues probably more established and willing to take them. But they felt that Hank was to be here with us. We made an impression and an impact with them with the very first rescue, and I really felt blessed. And that just kind of told me, okay, Hank needs to be here. So,
well, anyway, I was going to ask, you know, Hank, you provide an update on Hank, but also I know you have more horses than Hank, but what are the horses you have now? How are they doing? Because I know Hank has had some problems.
So. Okay. So probably even since I have been here the last time, one of the rescues has passed away. I noticed that wasn't here on your notes. But Crystal, one of the first rescues, and we did know that she was an older mare. She passed within a month of her health turning. You know, we made every attempt at trying things, had the vet involved. And as we had no more than gotten results from some lab work, the very next day we were going to start some procedures and she was down in the pasture. Now, she was still alive. We had the vet come out, Doc Best, and, you know, we had to make that joint decision. And I've been asked that a lot of times from folks, you know, if you need to, are you going to put him down? Are you going to do what's best for him? Well, that's the thing about me. I'm pretty humane. There are some situations that is best for them. So we have lost Crystal. We do still, however, have Lady and Prophet. Probably a very positive feedback on them. None of those three horses were actually broken to ride. Prophet, however, because he had been abused with drugs and narcotics, has been a little bit more of a challenge with his temperament. But both of those, we now have them on leads, following us. We have been able to put a blanket and a saddle on them. So that's a positive in the 3 to 6 months that we've had them. We have not put a rider on them yet, but some of that just takes time. So I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of my family's involvement. I've got some volunteers who have been coming out. So I'm seeing some positive things there with them. You asked me a while ago. Eventually, those two would be adoptable options for us if we don't get too attached to them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here at WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn, Rhonda Coker is my guest here this morning of Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation. So have you heard of any more horses that need to be rescued? And if so, Are you going to be, you know, heading out soon to rescue them?
I might mention, you know, I know it. If you're following the page, you see that we're getting a lot from Paducah. And again, like I mentioned, you know, those ladies have been awesome to work with us, and they're comfortable with us. But on the flip side, I'm not being selective either. I'm getting a lot of posts and feeds. As a matter of fact, I got one yesterday from a lady here in town. We struggled a little bit getting connection on it, but finally did. So I started. I look into everything they give me. It was ironic. My neighbor sent me the same post this morning, which is okay because, you know, they have no way of knowing. But because I'd already researched, I said, "Well, that's great. But that's in Canada. That's a little far for me." And I'm not going to turn those down. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I might also mention that Neil with the Department of Agriculture did caution me on taking too many horses from out of state.
Yeah.
In the mere fact that there are plenty in the state of Illinois. Now, I've had folks send me some from Missouri, from Iowa, and that's great. We will definitely take those, especially if they can't find a home for them. So we're not being choosy by any means whatsoever. As I mentioned, Hank, with some of the disabilities he had, I actually spent time and funds and set up a special pen inside of our pasture for him. So there are some special needs that we can accommodate. Any situation is going to be a learning experience for us.
You have an event that's coming up next week. It's going to be at O'Reilly Auto Parts in Fairfield. What is this event about? Because I think it's something that's great for not just you guys, but also for the community to come on out.
I feel kind of honored just in the fact that they reached out to Hope Rescue first. And I think that's just basically because one of the folks that works out there is a horse enthusiast. And she's actually been following our page since she's come to this area. So we are the first for them here at Fairfield at their facility. They do want to reach out to other non-for-profit organizations, 4-H, athletics, churches, that kind of thing. So if there are folks listening, please keep them in mind. I'm sure that they will be reaching out as well. But O'Reilly's actually messaged me through our Facebook page directly. And what they're doing is they're sponsoring a benefit car wash for Hope Rescue, and it will just be by donation only. It's going to be next Saturday, the 20th, at O'Reilly's Auto Parts. It'll be on the west side of their building, so there will be a drive-through. We can probably do two or three cars at a time. I'm excited in the fact that my 4-H kids have offered to help me with that. They're all about community service, and all the proceeds that we receive from that, which will be by donation, are going to go directly to Hope Rescue.
Well, any proceeds that you get will really help out. Rhonda, we're almost out of time here, but for more information about Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation, you guys are really making strides, positive steps, you know, taking steps, you know, it's one day at a time. Things are going, you know, they're starting to, it's amazing how start off small, now it's getting bigger and bigger. And for more information, how could someone, you know, get a hold of you about this?
Honestly, at this point right now, I'm doing pretty much everything by appointment. I'm still working through summer at Fairfield High School, so we're pulling 410s and off on Fridays. So Fridays and the weekends have been my rescue time. Anyone that wants to volunteer or to assist, definitely just can reach out to me on my cell, which is 618-599-6749. I am also getting people to go through Messenger or to message through to our Facebook page. And that's great because, like I say, right now I've had some youth volunteers. I've had some adults. I've had some younger kids. I've actually given a couple of riding lessons, but I've also on board with probation. So I've got a probation youth that's coming out and working with us.
Also, by the way, too, before I wrap it up, thank you for the nice T-shirt and the gift.
You're welcome.
And the T-shirt is comfy, by the way. So it's I love it. I really do. And I'm sporting it today, first time ever. So again, thank you very much for that. And again, I follow the Facebook page. I'm always excited to see how it's been going over to Hope Rescue. I know there's been steps taken in the right direction, the positive direction. And again, I love how it's getting bigger and bigger. And also things, I know the weather hasn't been the best for you guys, but overall, positive strides, positive steps, forward steps, and greatly appreciate it as always. So, Rhonda, thank you very much for your time this morning. And
thanks for having me.
I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday and the rest of the weekend.